Chapter 3. Diagnostic Power, Breakthroughs That Can Save Your Life. Advances in testing can help detect disease earlier, which leads to earlier treatment and vastly better outcomes. If you can't measure it, you can't improve it. Peter Drucker. When you embark on a journey, you need a plan. You need to know where you're starting from, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. You need a map. You have to establish where you are and where you want to be. Whether it's a journey to an actual place or a journey to better health and vitality, knowing your starting point is essential to achieving your goals. Are you a couch potato who wants to run a marathon? Are you craving more energy so you can crush it in your business? Are you a mom juggling your kids' carpool and work who needs more stamina to fit everything in? Or are you a professional athlete looking to take yourself to the next level? Knowing your baseline will help you get to the finish line. In this chapter, I'm going to share with you the newest technology, 5 tests that are critical to help you assess the state of your health. The first 3 deal with the most feared and formidable killers in our society: heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. The other 2 can help you attain peak vitality at any age, whether you're in your early 30s or mid-80s, by helping your body purge metal toxins and your hormones maximize your capacity as opposed to slowing you down. As humans, we're hardwired to be optimists about the state of our bodies. We assume we're relatively healthy, that the 30 trillion cells in our bodies are behaving just as they should, that our organs, tissues, hormones, and neural signals are going about the critical business of keeping us alive and well. Yet we've all heard about that friend who seemed trim and fit, yet died of a stroke on the tennis court or went to the emergency room with stomach pain only to find out that they had late-stage cancer. So how do we make sure we stay in top physical form so we can live our lives to the fullest? How do we ensure there's nothing wrong with our bodies that requires immediate attention? And if there is something awry, how can we get an early warning so that we have the best chance to fix it? Most people assume their annual physical can sniff out any problems. Here's the challenge. As well-trained and skilled as doctors are, the physical they perform is really not set up to dive deep and catch complex conditions. With all due respect, tapping your knee, peering into your ears, and listening to your heart started in 1920. It's certainly better than nothing, but it's kind of analogous to opting for a clunky early model computer that weighs 50 pounds over today's sleek MacBook Air that tips the scales at 2.8 pounds and has lightning-quick processing speed. Kind of like choosing to drive a Model T when there's a Bugatti keys in the ignition around the corner. I'm excited to tell you about what you can think of as the medical equivalent of the MacBook Air or the Bugatti. Some amazing new diagnostic technology, some revolutionary tests that are transforming our ability to preserve our health and vitality. What if you're the kind of person who's scared to find out what might be happening beneath your skin? If you prefer not to know, read on. You may change your mind when you discover this quick overview of these powerful new diagnostic tools. These diagnostics can help you understand what's going on inside your body with precision and alert you to any issues early enough so you can take quick and decisive action while the problem is small and easy enough to solve. You can think of these diagnostic tools as your check engine light. You'll hear about them here in this book long before you might encounter them at most doctor's offices. How can I be so sure? Well, a 2003 report from the Institute of Medicine in Washington, D.C. estimated that the time between discovery to adoption and clinical care can average 17 years. We don't have time for that. If there's one thing I want to get across to you in this book, it's that knowledge really is power when it comes to your health. If you detect medical problems at their earliest stages, they're easier to address, and the problem can often be eliminated altogether. So let's take a quick look at the key diagnostic tests that are available now to detect disease early and solve problems when they're most treatable. To understand the importance of these tests, let's take 1 second to look at the statistics on 3 of the top killers: heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's. As of September 2021, 4.55 million people worldwide had died of COVID-19. But the tragic death toll from this pandemic pales next to an even more formidable killer, cardiovascular disease. In fact, each year, 18 million people succumb to cardiovascular disease, including one American every 37 seconds. But now, a combination of artificial intelligence and imaging technology can help determine who's at risk years before a heart attack or stroke could occur, and most important, show you what you can do to prevent it. Cancer is another fiend, causing 9.5 million deaths worldwide each year. Cancer is so commonplace that nearly 40% of Americans are expected to receive a diagnosis at some point. But now a new powerful blood test can detect more than 50 different types of cancer at their earliest stages, when they're easiest to treat. Alzheimer's disease may be the most feared of all, and for good reason. One of every three seniors dies with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or another type of dementia. But now artificial intelligence can determine if your brain is showing signs of Alzheimer's or if you're in the clear. And early diagnosis is the first step for a cadre of therapeutics being developed that we will discuss in Chapter 22, Alzheimer's Eradicating the Beast. The tests we just mentioned help detect disease, but it's equally important to keep things running smoothly, to measure performance levels just like you use the gauges on a car's dashboard to get a sense of how the engine is functioning. Are all the fluids topped off? Are the brake pads in good condition? Similarly, there are two elements that massively impact your quality of life yet are not routinely measured: levels of hormones and heavy metals. Suboptimal hormone levels represent the greatest solvable cause of reduced performance, lack of energy, and even brain fog. Heavy metals can silently build up to toxic levels in your body and have a similar impact. But quick and easy blood tests can help you find out where you stand and what you need to do to restore your body to peak condition. Hormonal balance is critical if you're going to experience optimal energy and sexual vitality. As we age, our hormone levels decline. But did you know that testosterone and estrogen are both critical for heart health? Yep, they keep your arteries clean. While we tend to think of hormone replacement therapy, HRT, as the only solution for plummeting hormone levels, especially for women as they go through menopause, modern science is discovering that hormone optimization can also help solve problems before they get out of control. Let me give you one example. Consider that optimal testosterone levels for a male can range widely from 250 to around 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. Here's the problem. No one will tell you to seek out hormone replacement if you're slightly above the base level of 250, but some men feel tired, listless, and lose their drive unless their levels are between 700 and 900 or higher. Tests to measure hormone levels and their impact on your life are essential to maintain strength along with optimal levels of mental and physical performance. In addition, consider the fact that our environment, including the very food we eat, is brimming with toxic metals like cadmium, lead, and mercury. For example, I thought I was doing the right thing for my body by eating lots of fish, a healthy form of protein. But I had no idea that the fish I favored, tuna and swordfish, were full of mercury. It was only after I started losing my memory and feeling unbelievably exhausted that I got a simple blood test that revealed I had an outrageously high level of mercury poisoning. Most people don't even consider that a dangerously high concentration of metals might be causing their lack of energy, gastrointestinal problems, and brain fog. But this threatening level is much more common than you might imagine. In fact, when I suggest that people get tested, nearly a third eventually tell me that they had some form of toxic metal accumulation. I want to make sure you know about this test, which can alert you to dangerous concentrations of metals in your body. And most important, show you what to do to cleanse and restore your natural vitality and life force. These new diagnostic tests available today mean that you don't need to sit back and wait for disease to strike or performance to decline. You can be proactive. But there are two kinds of people in this world: those who want to arm themselves with information and those who find knowledge scary. I have to admit, I used to fall into the second category. What if they find something small and overreact, making a mountain out of a medical molehill? But as I became more educated and aware of the importance of early detection, I wound up discovering issues that would have been so much easier to address had I only known about them earlier. I became an information warrior. I'm someone who feels that the more I know, the better equipped I am to make the very best decisions based on hard evidence, not speculation. It's vital to educate yourself. Sticking your head in the sand isn't the answer. Ignoring a problem or not even being aware of it in the first place doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Ask yourself, would you rather know about an issue early on when treatment is effective, easy, and cheap, or much later on when you have few options for effective treatments? You have the power to take matters into your own hands and ward off or lessen the impact of these diseases while increasing your health span. How? By being curious and informed. In upcoming chapters, you'll learn about the stem cell revolution, ultrasound treatments, 3D printed organs, and gene therapies that can restore sight to the blind and cure inherited diseases. These innovations and many others you'll hear about are incredibly exciting. But before we get to them, you've got to have a baseline understanding of your health, and these new diagnostic tests are designed to give you just that: clarity and truth about your normal baseline and how it can be improved. We're talking about the essence of quality of life, vitality, energy, zest, and the ability to enjoy life when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Fortunately, these new diagnostics are easy to access and relatively inexpensive compared to the costs and inconvenience incurred if you detect disease once it's significantly progressed. If there's one thing that's unassailable when it comes to your health, it's that ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is pain. Ignorance is disease. And ignorance can lead to unnecessary, avoidable procedures and even death. So, are you open to finding out the latest tools available to protect yourself, help maximize your potential, and get the most out of your life? Let's start with ways you can fight back against the number one killer: heart disease. Detecting heart disease. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Benjamin Franklin. As I was in the late stages of writing this book, I got a call from Dr. Bill Kapp, the CEO of Fountain Life, the extraordinary diagnostics and performance company I co-founded along with my co-authors Peter and Bob. Bill, an orthopedic surgeon by training with a master's in immunology and genetics, is on a mission to revamp medicine from sick care to well care by being proactive and finding disease before it spreads. He was excited to tell me about one of the greatest breakthroughs in cardiovascular disease in recent memory: the use of artificial intelligence to read a heart scan and differentiate between safe and dangerous plaque. If there's a heart attack looming in your future, 3, 5, 10 years down the road, this new AI-guided approach to CCTA, coronary CT angiography, called Clearly, can detect the warning signs so that you can take action to prevent it. Fountain Life is one of the first organizations to get access to this incredible technology, and Dr. Kapp was bubbling over with enthusiasm. "Tony, you have to come do this scan," he told me. For me, it was a no-brainer. I'm all about prevention as the key to longevity. As soon as Dr. Kapp told me about this new scan, my thoughts turned to my father-in-law. Dad is one of the most hard-working human beings you can imagine, a self-educated business owner. He's been in the lumber industry his whole life, and a man with boundless integrity. Yet as he began to approach 80 years old, I noticed a difference in him. His attitude has changed, and his energy has too. He's had some health issues, which is hardly surprising at his age, and he's worried about a potential heart attack or stroke. As with so many people as they grow older, fear and uncertainty can start to creep in. I know when I turned 60, I even had a few thoughts about my own mortality, wondering, how many years have I got left? Dad and I hopped on the plane together. When we arrived at the Fountain Life Center in Naples, Florida, Dr. Kapp showed us charts and graphics that illustrated exactly how AI can take a regular CT scan and amplify it so you can actually look through every artery and distinguish between calcified cholesterol plaques, which are stable, unlikely to rupture, and therefore safe, and non-calcified or soft, unstable plaques, which can mean bad news. You get a score that indicates exactly where you stand so you can know what changes you should make in terms of diet, exercise, and medication to decrease your risk of heart disease. It's truly mind-blowing. Cardiovascular science has never had any test this accurate. Dad and I are both of an age where we're likely to have some of that soft plaque, but knowing the extent allows us to take advantage of strategies to clean it up and make our hearts as strong as ever. As it turned out, my lumberjack father-in-law came out clean as a freaking whistle. When he looked at the scans and was told by the doctor that he had just the tiniest amount of soft plaque, which can be easily reversed, a change came over him. To say that a spring came back into his step is cliche, but that's exactly what I watched happen. My results were great, too. In fact, I'm in better shape than I was 3 years ago, which is something I found out after Dr. Kapp compared my current CT scan to my previous scans that had now been analyzed with AI. Technology is truly amazing. It holds the key to optimizing our health and well-being. This AI-guided approach to CCTA completely reshaped Dad's mindset and mine too. It was incredibly reassuring and invigorating for us to see these great results, and it gave us confidence that we should continue with our current diet and fitness regimens, no medical interventions needed. But there was an added bonus. Dad had started to have real hip issues, which can make you feel old when you're in pain all the time. Fortunately, Fountain Life does not just perform a battery of diagnostic tests. They provide some of the most cutting-edge revitalization and regenerative therapies available today. One of them is a 10-minute procedure that we'll cover in more detail in Chapter 11, Living Pain-Free. It consists of a doctor using ultrasound to identify hardened connective tissue and trapped nerves, and then giving a few injections of saline and placental matrix, the latest cutting-edge biologic isolated from the placenta, which releases trapped nerves and rejuvenates the soft tissues of the body. After just 10 minutes, Dad was walking as smooth as silk. I'll never forget getting back on the plane that night and Dad looking at me and saying, "You know, Tony, these people have shown me what's possible. I'm moving completely differently with no surgery. My heart is in great shape. I don't know if I buy into living to be 110 or 120, but I could live to be 100. That's 20 more years. That's as long as you've been married to my daughter. That's like another lifetime." The joy I felt seeing Dad have a compelling future once again, no matter how long he lived, and knowing he'd be experiencing a greater quality of life, was incredibly gratifying. That compelling future and the energy boost that comes with having certainty and peace of mind from taking charge of your health is exactly why I wrote this chapter. Peter Diamandis describes a similar feeling after he goes through his annual battery of diagnostic testing, the same tests described in this chapter, and the same tests that are also accessible to you. "I call this process digitally uploading myself," says Peter. "It's incredible. You get more than 150 gigabytes of medical data analyzed by AI and interpreted by a doctor. I don't wonder how my body is doing. I know exactly how my body is doing. If there's a small challenge, I can handle it immediately. In my most recent test, I found out that I was measurably in the best health that I've been in the last 5 years. It made me feel elated and incredibly empowered." The CCTA test that Dad and I had can reveal years in advance that a heart attack is likely and, more important, what to do right now to prevent it from ever happening. Thanks to artificial intelligence, we can find problems when they're small and handle them before they grow and become insurmountable. And as we'll see later in the book, what is now humanity's number one killer, heart disease, is becoming increasingly treatable. But remember that therapies are most effective when deployed early. One of the greatest benefits of utilizing these CCTA scans created by a New York-based company called Clearly is that their sophisticated technology deciphers scans and makes them far more accurate and useful. Incredibly, Clearly can distinguish between safe and dangerous plaque before a heart attack ever occurs. Often, doctors doing their best to read a traditional CT scan have difficulty telling the difference in some cases. In fact, Clearly CEO and founder James Min, a cardiologist, published data in 2019 that found a full two-thirds of patients sent for an invasive catheterization procedure to measure blood flow didn't even actually have heart disease. Clearly slashes the number of unnecessary cardiac procedures by determining whether they're necessary in the first place. If I had had this test earlier, doctors would have been able to distinguish between my hard and soft plaque, and I would have had answers 3 years sooner and with a lot less concern. I'm grateful to my concierge doctor, Dr. G from New York, who specializes in cardiovascular disease and brought the CCTA technology to our team. Plus, applying AI to CCTA scans provides results in just a few minutes compared to what can be hours with manual analysis. Another thing that's so great about Clearly is that it's not targeted to specialists. Instead, it's intended for primary care physicians as a way to help them better interpret imaging, enabling them to help guide patients along the path to better health without having to refer them out to specialists. That's exactly how things played out with one Fountain Life patient, a real estate investor in his late 50s who appeared to be the picture of health. He had successfully lost over 30 pounds, lowered his blood pressure and cholesterol, made better food choices, and stabilized his hormone levels. Over time, he became a new man. He exercised every day. He ate well. But when he applied for life insurance, his calcium score of 1,000 was like a giant red flag being waved in front of a bull. The insurance company flat out turned him down. But you know what happened next? The Clearly test showed that the insurance company was dead wrong. The patient had no signs of any dangerous, soft, and unstable lesions. Fountain Life wrote a letter to the insurance company explaining that the Clearly analysis offers a new way to look at heart disease that's much more precise and accurate. Now, we all know that insurance companies really don't like changing their minds, but they did in this instance. The man got the life insurance he needed, and the insurance company got introduced to a completely new, much more accurate way of assessing heart health. But more important, the patient was relieved of the fear and the uncertainty of wondering when a heart attack might occur. In fact, it transformed and impressed him so much that he became a financial backer of Fountain Life, investing $1 million in the company. That's essentially the same thing that Dad experienced. He had been told by other doctors that he might need invasive testing, might even need some stents, but clearly discovered that most of his plaque was stable and nothing to worry about. Stable plaque doesn't trigger heart attacks. The tiny amount that was unstable could be converted to stable plaque with the help of some newer medications. Dad had been worried about his heart health for months, but Clearly's unequivocal results gave him a new lease on life. And it could do the same for you and your loved ones. If you would like to access these CCTA scans for yourself or a family member, you should know that this tool and other sophisticated technology are now being made widely available. We are sharing examples from Fountain Life for each of these tests because I know they're available there, but I don't want you to get the impression that you can't find them elsewhere. The caveat? Only doctors who are on the cutting edge will know about these tests. If you're having trouble finding someone in one place who knows about all of them, we've created a way for your doctor or for you personally to get access through our Fountain OS app. In essence, it's a one-stop shop for accessing all the latest diagnostic tests. Again, some of these can be done from your home or they can be ordered by your doctor. So please bear in mind that while I'm passionate about Fountain Life, if you don't live near one of our centers, you can still tap into these tools thanks to this app, which will help you or your doctor easily do so in minutes. Diagnosing cancer early. Awareness is key. In the absence of information, none of us know what is happening and what could be jeopardizing our health. Aaron Brockovich. Just saying the word cancer strikes fear into the hearts of so many people. In 2020, the American Cancer Society predicted that the disease would claim the lives of more than 600,000 people. That's 1,600 people a day in this country alone. The good news? Deaths from cancer are actually falling. In fact, from 2014 to 2018, the overall cancer death rates decreased by about 2.1% per year for women and 2.3% per year for men. Since 1991, When deaths from cancer were at their peak rates, nearly 3 million deaths have been avoided. Equally good news is coming from the wide range of cancer-related treatments that you'll hear about in chapters 8 and 19. As you already know, the number one thing you can do to fight and survive cancer is to find it early. So things were already headed in the right direction even before the revolutionary Grail test came along. In the cancer chapter, later in this book, chapter 19, I'll tell you every detail of the dramatic story that underpins the development of this game-changing blood test that can identify cancer long before symptoms pop up in its earliest stages, before discomfort brings you to your doctor. But suffice it to say that Grail has a very clear goal: reshaping the landscape of cancer diagnostics. Grail arrived on the scene in the spring of 2021, and Fountain Life is one of the first places to offer this incredible test, which is part of its baseline testing for all members. Before Grail, it was possible to screen for just a few types of cancer, like breast, colon, cervical, prostate, and lung cancers. Prior to the Grail, we've been able to detect only 20% of cancers, which means that 4 of 5 cancers went undetected until they had grown and started causing trouble. Now, as Grail is hitting the market, it has the potential to completely overhaul the field of cancer diagnostics. While Grail can search for more than 50 different types of cancer with a simple blood test, like any test, it isn't perfect. It can't detect every cancer type, especially brain or kidney cancer, but that's where the use of full-body MRI comes in. MRI, magnetic resonance imaging, is a powerful type of imaging that uses magnets, not radiation, to form high-resolution internal images of your body, imagery that can find early solid cancers, wherever they are lurking. Together, Grail and MRI full-body imaging can detect a complete spectrum of cancer at very early stages. And you know what that means, right? Early detection equals early treatment, less invasive treatments, and better survival rates overall. Ponder this mind-blowing statistic from Dr. Bill Kapp. Using the modern diagnostic tools described in this chapter, some 14% of individuals tested will find that they have an actionable disease, meaning that 1 in 7 people walking down the street have a critical health condition they don't know about, but could diagnose and treat if they only had the tools. Some general practitioners may question the wisdom of doing so much testing. If you keep looking, they could point out, you're going to find something. That's the whole idea. We are all aging, and we are all experiencing wear and tear, says Dr. Kapp. Our mission is to keep you in optimal health and to find something before it gets you. In other words, using technology such as routine full-body MRI to detect cancer or other problems such as aneurysms is the pinnacle of preventative medicine. It's the ultimate checkup. Here's why this is so critically important, especially as it relates to cancer. When cancer is detected at stage 4, the most advanced stage, the outlook is very grim. Compare that to finding cancer at stage 1, the earliest stage, when survival rates are extraordinarily higher. In fact, a massive study of more than 100,000 patients examined early detection of cancer. That study has determined that there's an 89% chance of survival for early stage detection, compared to a 21% chance of survival with late stage detection. Basically, the chances of a full recovery at stage 1 are much, much better than they are at stage 4. So you can see how the chance of recovery really hinges on early detection. To illustrate just how game-changing it can be, let me share with you a story about a 60-year-old man who came to Fountain Life at the urging of his wife, who had heard about the advanced diagnostics offered to members at the clinic. This man, who works in the tech industry, had just had a physical. He tried to dodge his wife's pleas, telling her, "I'm fine, I'm great, my doctor says I'm healthy as a horse, I don't need any testing." But she didn't give up, and he's now thanking her for that. To make her happy, this man grudgingly came to Fountain Life for a complete workup. A full-body MRI revealed something shocking: stage 1 bladder cancer. His primary care doctor had done nothing wrong. He hadn't overlooked anything, in fact. This early stage bladder cancer wouldn't have been picked up by any means other than the MRI, which isn't standard operating procedure for an annual physical. Consider that this man's urinalysis was negative, and there was no blood in his urine. In essence, there was no reason to suspect a cancer was quietly growing inside him, but because he listened to his wife, he discovered the problem early and jumped on treatment. Now, the treatment for bladder cancer can be brutal. If the cancer burrows deep into the bladder, you often have to remove the entire bladder and end up with a pouch on your side for the rest of your life where your urine collects. But early-stage bladder cancer can be treated very easily with an outpatient procedure, and that's exactly what happened. It was a complete cure, and now he's just in for routine follow-ups, says Dr. Kapp. What's particularly unique about this situation is that this man's primary care physician is a concierge doctor, exactly the kind of doctor devoted to personalized care, whom you might expect to do the sort of deep dive that would have turned this up. Yet routine MRI imaging is not part of a classic concierge wellness care, or most other preventative care. This guy is thinking that he's getting the best care, says Dr. Kapp, but I keep telling people concierge care is great, but it usually means you're at the front of the line for traditional care. The plain truth is that traditional care is not cutting edge. It doesn't routinely leverage the latest and greatest innovations. We all deserve better. We all deserve the most innovative technology to detect cancer at its earliest stages so we can live better, longer, healthier lives. Again, if you'd like to be able to get this test, there are many full-body MRI centers around the world, but you and your doctor can also access them directly through the Fountain OS app. Detecting early Alzheimer's and dementia. Dementia is our most feared illness, more than heart disease or cancer. Dr. David Perlmutter, neurologist and five-time New York Times best-selling author. I have an unbelievable figure to share with you about aging and dementia. At any given point in time, would you believe that 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease or mild cognitive impairment, which can be a precursor to the disease? The death rate is skyrocketing. In fact, deaths from Alzheimer's increased by 145% in the nearly 2 decades between 2000 and 2019, even as deaths from another top killer, heart disease, decreased by 7%. The National Institute of Health estimates numbers will more than double to 15 million by 2060 as the population ages. Heart disease and stroke are scary. Cancer is scary. But Alzheimer's? That just may be the scariest of all end-of-life diseases because of how it steals our memories, our connections with loved ones, and our independence, taking a huge toll on those we love. Anyone who has loved someone with Alzheimer's or dementia knows how brutal and dehumanizing the end can be. Dr. Kapp has seen the fear that Alzheimer's strikes in the hearts of people, including one of his friends who is an accomplished attorney, and in his early 50s was a semi-pro golfer who evaluated golf courses for a popular golf magazine. His parents were both athletes as well. He grew up playing sports and staying active along with his parents. As they grew older, his father developed Alzheimer's disease, followed quickly by his mother. They were both placed in the same Alzheimer's dementia facility, and Dr. Kapp's friend feared that it was his fate to follow in their footsteps. Over the course of a decade, he watched his parents decline and witnessed their deaths, one after the other, absolutely distraught over their fate, and his fear was that he was going to wind up in the same position and be a burden on his family down the road. Rather than wonder about what lay ahead, he decided to take advantage of technology available at Fountain Life to perform sophisticated AI mapping of an MRI image of his brain. This technology from a company called Combinostics uses AI to analyze brain tissue. It measures 132 areas of the brain and applies AI to determine whether you show signs of an Alzheimer's brain or a pre-Alzheimer's brain, as well as Parkinson's disease. At the same time, it can also measure the volume of various parts of your brain, whether they are increasing or decreasing, and whether you have any vascular disease in your brain. All these data points taken together provide an in-depth look at your brain that reveals abnormalities or patterns of disease that indicate various types of neurological decline, including dementia and Alzheimer's. In addition to the combinostics testing, Dr. Kapp's patient was so worried that he also did the genetic testing to assess if he was genetically susceptible to Alzheimer's. He was very nervous, as you might imagine, but once Dr. Kapp gave him all his results, he was overjoyed. Fortunately for him, he tested negative on all counts. Immediately, it was just like a huge, overpowering weight had been lifted from his shoulders. His whole outlook shifted just because he was brave enough to take advantage of the incredible technological tools we now have available to detect disease at early stages. You may be wondering, what if testing provides evidence that you might in fact develop Alzheimer's? As we shall see in Chapter 22, Alzheimer's Eradicating the Beast, what was once a disease that meant certain death now has a number of impressive therapies in Phase 3 clinical trials, as well as recently approved treatments that appear to significantly slow the progress of the disease. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, the earlier you start treatment, the better it works and the longer you remain symptom-free. Let me share another story about a well-off woman in her 70s who was married to a former CEO of a large financial services company. She was brought to Fountain Life by her family, who were preparing to move her into a nursing home for Alzheimer's patients. Her family members had heard about the combinostics technology and decided it couldn't hurt to run the test just to confirm her diagnosis. Well, the AI-interpreted scans showed that she had 50 white matter lesions on her brain. While this was concerning, it wasn't Alzheimer's. Instead, it was Lyme disease. Yep, you heard that right. She didn't have Alzheimer's. She had a treatable tick-borne disease. This woman was from a small town in the Northeast known to have ticks, yet she had never been tested for Lyme disease. The woman was prescribed antibiotics for 30 days and completely recovered. Having access to the most cutting-edge technology kept her out of a nursing home, and that changed the trajectory of her entire life. It was like a rebirth. The attorney whose parents had died of Alzheimer's experienced a similar feeling. How did he celebrate? Well, shortly after getting his results, he went out and ran an Ironman triathlon. Not that he was in bad shape to begin with, but he has a renewed lease on life because now he knows that his probability of dying of Alzheimer's is extremely low, if at all, says Dr. Kapp. His new goal? To optimize his health in every phase. Peter, Bob, and I share that goal, and it is the reason we wrote this book. And we believe that should be everyone's goal. The power of blood tests. Everything in life has to have balance. Donna Karen. One of the most valuable tools in today's diagnostics arsenal is the wide range of modern-day blood tests available through companies such as Quest Diagnostics and LabCorp. These companies have developed low-cost and accurate means to analyze and report on over 50 different blood biomarkers to help you and your physician evaluate whether or not your body is operating within normal parameters. What are these blood tests analyzing? Everything from your vitamin nutrient levels, your insulin and glucose markers, and your cholesterol, to inflammatory markers, hormone levels, and whether you have heavy metals in your system. Let's talk about hormones first. It's a fact of life. As you get older, your hormone levels start to fluctuate and decrease. Typically, between the ages of 40 and 50, sometimes as early as the mid-30s, the amount of hormones coursing through your body starts to drop off. For some individuals, the levels rapidly drop off a cliff, and for some, that begins as early as 35. That matters because hormones are a primary driver of energy, vitality, strength, beauty, power, and focus. When hormones plummet, these characteristics do too. You'll learn more about this in the next chapter, but it's important to understand that evolution never designed the human body to live past the age of 40. In fact, just 200 years ago, the typical lifespan was just 35 years. From an evolutionary standpoint, once you'd reproduced and had your kids, you weren't needed. After that age, it didn't matter whether you stuck around or not, and human evolution is slow. So, it hasn't done a great job of keeping hormones at peak performance levels for those of us now living into our 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. One of the most overlooked aspects of a traditional physical health checkup is a person's hormonal profile. More attention is paid to blood sugar, cholesterol, hemoglobin, and kidney function than to perhaps the most critical part of anyone's health profile, sex hormones. Sex hormones are the messengers that not only govern sexual health, but also play a critical role in many physiologic functions, including blood sugar regulation, inflammation, neurological status, cardiac health, muscle health, and bone metabolism. It is no secret that general health begins to trend downward for many people at about age 50, just as hormonal decline becomes more intense for both sexes. Of course, due to menopause, women experience this decline even faster than men. Hormonal imbalance in women can lead to unwanted weight loss or gain, depending upon fluctuations within their body. In Chapter 10, Your Ultimate Vitality Pharmacy, we'll take a deep dive into what is traditionally called hormone replacement therapy, HRT, but what one of our advisors, Dr. Hector Lopez, calls hormone optimization therapy, HOT, an approach that looks more holistically at your full clinical picture. Hormones can have such major impacts on health that these simple tests should be performed every 6 months for those in the affected age group. Remember, optimal hormonal balance is critical to healthy lifespan. You don't have to accept declining hormone levels as a fact of life. Hormones can be supplemented to optimal levels with life-changing outcomes. For men, testosterone is the most important factor in health and well-being. Not only does it govern traditional male characteristics, but it's a major neuroregulatory hormone. Take, for example, one of Dr. Kapp's patients, a 35-year-old man with a history of traumatic brain injury who had been gaining weight, experiencing profound depression, and couldn't seem to hold down a job. Multiple doctors had diagnosed him with depression, but the prescribed antidepressants were having little effect. By the time he came to see Dr. Kapp at Fountain Life, he was at the end of his rope and on the fast track to divorce. Testing his hormones immediately revealed that his testosterone level was 97 when it should have been 700. Replacing his testosterone led to him quickly coming off his antidepressants, losing weight, landing a stable job, and revitalizing his marriage. Women have their own unique hormonal needs. For women, the most important hormone is estrogen, which, along with progesterone, gives them their traditional female characteristics. Fortunately for women, OBGYNs are more attuned to hormonal health, so their hormonal profile tends to be assessed more often. However, it's not unusual for them to miss effective hormonal treatment, particularly after menopause. That was certainly the case with a 70-year-old woman who came to Fountain Life for testing. When she went through menopause in her late 40s, her OBGYN had told her not to take hormone replacement due to the risk of breast cancer. Unfortunately, a scan of her coronary arteries using the AI-interpreted CCTA test we talked about earlier in this chapter, the one that Dad and I had, revealed severe coronary artery disease with a lot of unstable plaque. Dr. Kapp stressed that this could have been avoided had she simply been put on bioidentical hormones 20 years ago. I share all this with you not to scare you, but to educate you. With the right information, you will be empowered to ask the right questions so you can access the right hormone testing and optimize your health and your life. Women's health is so important, and there are so many myths as a result of outdated studies that we have an entire chapter in Section 3 dedicated to it, featuring two extraordinarily respected doctors, Jennifer Garrison, Ph.D., assistant professor at the Buck Institute in Marin County, California, and a member of our book's advisory board, and Dr. Carolyn DeLucia, a pioneer of non-invasive sexual wellness treatments and a practicing OBGYN for nearly 30 years. I know this is a lot to absorb, but the bottom line is that not only do you have the power to help prevent disease from taking root in your body, but you also have the power to maximize your health and vitality through a handful of tests that promote both health span and lifespan. In the next chapter, you're going to meet the scientists who are actually reversing the aging process, slowing it down with the goal of stopping it. We're going to introduce you to an extraordinary scientist at Harvard who is cracking the code of aging, as well as other researchers who realize that age is just a number, a social construct that doesn't need to define you. Instead, with renewed energy, vitality, and strength, We'll tell you how you can define age. Hormone testing. If you feel like you've lost some of your drive or passion or lack some of the energy you used to channel 5 or 10 years ago, hormones might be to blame. The great news is that it's easy to find out through simple blood tests. Men and women have many of the same hormones, albeit in different ratios. Achieving the right hormonal balance can help optimize your health, so it's critical to seek out a doctor who is well-versed in the treatment of hormonal regulation. Make sure your doctor uses only carefully sourced bioidentical hormones for treatment and monitors your health for any potential side effects. A basic assessment of male hormonal health should include total testosterone, free testosterone, dihydrotestosterone, DHT, estradiol, E2, sex hormone-binding globulin, SHBG, and dehydroepiandrosterone, DHEA. A basic assessment of female hormonal health should include estradiol, E2, progesterone, testosterone, free testosterone, SHBG, and DHEA at a minimum. It would also be helpful to assess other estrogen metabolites as well. Once again, these are tests that can be done in your home in coordination with telemedicine doctors. There are many organizations that do this, or if you want to work with our organization, you're welcome to reach out through our app. The importance of heavy metal testing. Since we're on the subject of testing, I also want to encourage you to get tested for heavy metals, given a surprising experience I had several years ago. At that time, as described earlier, I had torn my rotator cuff in my right shoulder and done a series of tests on my body, including a blood test to screen for toxic metals. Afterward, the doctor asked me to call him. To my astonishment, he told me that I had such high levels of mercury in my system that I was at risk of going into cardiac arrest. "Mr. Robbins, we measure mercury on a scale of 0 to 5, he said. If you're a 3, 4, or 5, you're in danger and have got to get it out of your nervous system. The most I've ever measured in a human is 75. You're 123. I was dumbfounded. Then the doctor asked if I'd had any problems lately with losing my memory. "Yes," I said, "it's been happening on stage. I hadn't even told my wife about it because I didn't want to worry her." The doctor told me, "A lot of people are misdiagnosed with dementia when really it's mercury poisoning." Then he asked if I'd also been feeling unusually tired. I replied, "I don't think I've ever felt more exhausted in my life. I thought it was just my crazy schedule." Well, it turned out that exhaustion is another symptom of mercury poisoning, which disrupts the mitochondria in your cells and leaves you feeling utterly depleted. How did this happen? I'd been incredibly conscientious about my diet. I use food purely as fuel, not entertainment, so I ate lots of big salads and fish every day. Tuna and swordfish were my favorites, and I ate them virtually every day. What I hadn't realized is that tuna and swordfish live unusually long lives and consume lots of smaller fish, so they accumulate exceptionally high levels of mercury. They were essentially poisoning me. I also found out that genetically, I don't methylate well, which simply means that my body does not easily repair my DNA or regulate my hormones, and compounded the problem. Why am I telling you this? Because it's really important for you to get a toxic metals test. It's no big deal, just a simple blood test. The company that detected my mercury poisoning is called Quiksilver Scientific. Thankfully, its founder and CEO, Christopher Shade, PhD, put me on a protocol that gradually detoxified my body. If I hadn't been tested and gone on this mercury detox program, I probably wouldn't be alive today. In fact, I'd say roughly 1 in 3 people whom I recommend for testing have some form of toxic metal accumulation. You need to get it out of your system, so take it from me and get the simple blood test. Now, again, all of this may sound a bit overwhelming, but in reality, you could do all these tests, the CCTA test for heart disease, the MRI and Grail test for cancer, and the blood test for metals and hormones, in a few hours. The metals test and the hormone test can even be done from your home. Or you might say, "I'm only concerned about heart disease. Let me just do the CCTA test." As we'll show you, your doctor can also arrange for you to do this test on their own, or through the Fountain OS app. So, it's not a lot of time, but it can really change the quality of your life, or even save your life, or the life of someone you love. A quick bonus. 5 more simple tests that can have a dramatic impact on your life. Precision medicine has come up with a whole new set of diagnostic capabilities that can radically alter the course of your health. Let me quickly share with you 5 additional tests that I and many of Fountain Life's clients do regularly. They take less than 10 minutes total. Some can even be done from the comfort of your own home. You just have to send them in for analysis. 1. Bone density is critically important for long-term health and well-being. 1 in 2 women today over 50 will fracture a bone due to osteoporosis. There's a simple, non-invasive test that measures your bone mineral density, bone strength, and percentage of total body fat and lean muscle mass, providing data necessary to determine whether osteoporosis treatment is recommended to prevent fractures. Many athletes do this test, and I've done it as well. It takes as little as 3 minutes with minimal radiation involved. It's called the Dual X-ray Absorptiometry, DEXA, Bone Density and Metabolic Scan, and is the most advanced test for measuring osteoporosis. 2. The power of DNA analysis. Complete DNA analysis, sequencing your genome and having the results analyzed by the right AI algorithms, can provide insights into your genetic risks for many health conditions and your carrier status, which refers to traits that can be passed on to future generations. Through a simple swab of your cheek, you can know in advance what reactions you'll have to certain medications, understand if you have a higher or lower proclivity to certain cancers or other diseases, and also gain insight into your physical traits and things such as food intolerance that can help guide lifestyle decisions. Plus, today, there are companies aggregating all of the newest genomic discoveries and correlations, and they will send you and your doctor a news bulletin if there is something newly discovered about a gene you carry. How amazing is that? 3. Microbiome analysis. You may know that you have even more microorganisms, your microbiome, living in your body than cells. The newest breakthrough in mapping your microbiome, called GIMAP Microbial Assay Plus, is an innovative clinical tool that measures gastrointestinal microbiota DNA from a single stool sample using state-of-the-art technology. Knowing what's going on inside your GI tract is invaluable. Better yet, this test can be done in the comfort of your home. If you're having challenges in your gut or suffering from lack of energy, it's highly likely your microbiome is playing a role. This analysis tells you what's going on and provides you with solutions. 4. Vital Health Skin Analysis. AI facial imaging and analysis uses artificial intelligence to evaluate the health and age of your skin. Computer imaging also enables Fountain Life specialists to simulate the effects that sun damage and aging will have on your skin's appearance up to the age of 80. These results help our team develop a customized skin rejuvenation and anti-aging plan to treat and prevent future skin damage. You'll find many of the solutions in Chapter 15, in our chapter on beauty later in the book. 5. What's your true age? As you'll discover later in this book, you have a chronological age and a biological age. Some of us age faster than our chronological age and some slower. Wouldn't you like to know where you stand? This simple test is the number one biomarker for health span and lifespan. It measures epigenetic markers in your DNA to determine your effective biological age and also provides a full suite of aging-related metrics, including telomere length measurements, the length of the little protective caps on the ends of your chromosomes, and your current pace of aging. I took this test last year at chronological age of 61, but my body was just 51 years old. Very encouraging. So, what are the next steps? I hope that I have gotten you as excited as I am about the power of these new technologies to help us anticipate challenges, experience peace of mind, and maximize our physical energy and potential. Again, while we're very proud of what we do at Fountain Life and of our team for bringing the most cutting-edge tools and regenerative therapeutic breakthroughs to our clients, these tests can be accessed by your physician on their own or through our app. We designed it so that anyone using the app can access 90% of the same technologies offered in a Fountain Life Center, even if you don't live near one. However, if you are lucky enough to live near a Fountain Life Center, we welcome you to stop by and check it out. As of publication, there are 6 centers in Florida, New York, Pennsylvania, with additional centers planned by the end of 2023 in Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dubai, India, and Toronto. And if you're a resident of San Diego or San Francisco, you may want to visit our sister organization, the Health Nucleus, which is part of Human Longevity Inc., HLI. HLI was co-founded by Peter and Bob alongside genomics pioneer Craig Venter. I'm a client and an investor as well. At the Health Nucleus, you can access many of the same technologies. Again, you're not limited to going to Fountain Life for these tests. They are available through a variety of practitioners. Your doctor may already have access to them. In fact, these days there are so many digital tools designed to help you optimize your health that you can do much of it from your home. Today there is everything from a credit card-sized device called UHealth that can measure your heart rate to Tyto, a palm-sized handheld exam kit and app that lets you perform your own guided medical exam that your physician can see remotely in real time. Have a sore throat? Tyto's camera can look clearly into the back of your throat. Our goal in this book is to give you the tools to be the CEO of your own health, supported by experts including clinicians and nutritionists. The real goal is to have the average person gain access to more information about their health than a traditional physician would even have access to. One of the greatest advantages is to have an ongoing snapshot of your health with all of your records and progress recorded. It's nice to be able to compare your physiological age to your chronological age. We even use sport gait technology to detect changes in your gait that can indicate neurological problems, including concussion, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's, just by having you walking 10 steps forward and back with your phone. So let's move forward and discover all of the ways that you can reverse your physiological age, reduce your risk of chronic disease, and extend your health span. So, what should you do? Give yourself the peace of mind of knowing where you stand on the big 3, heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's, and also increase your energy, drive, and vitality through hormone optimization via a simple blood test. If you want, do it right now and set yourself up to get the answers that you need. I hope this chapter has awakened you to just how far technology has come and convinced you not to wait until there's a challenge. I was actually finishing this chapter when my wife called me after traveling to LA to visit a dear friend of ours to introduce her to our 4-month-old baby girl. Toward the end of the visit, she could feel a difference in our friend. When pressed, our friend revealed that her beloved husband of 40 years had just been diagnosed with a brain tumor and told that he has 6 months to live. We both cried because we love this couple so much, but it's also the very reason I wrote this chapter and am writing this book. Again, remember, prevention and capturing a challenge early is everything. Just remember, like a race car, many of us are trying to live our lives so fully that we push ourselves without checking in on how our engine is doing. But even race car drivers have all kinds of gauges to tell them what's going on inside the engine. Please, give yourself the gift of knowing what's going on under the hood and getting those you love to know where they stand. And one last time, as a ridiculously repetitive reminder, problems are easy to solve if you catch them when they're small. Don't wait until they become a challenge so big that they override your ability to take action. Now, let's turn to our next chapter, a powerful one about disease that every single one of us, no matter how fit or strong or healthy, must face. It's what scientists are now calling the disease of aging. Believe it or not, there is now new hope that we can live longer and better. So, let's see how a Harvard longevity scientist is beginning to turn back our biological clock. Fountain Health Insurance. If you are the owner of a company and self-insure your employees, 63% of companies today do, You may be interested in knowing about an insurance plan that includes all of these latest diagnostic tests for your employees. To learn more, refer to the Fountain Health Insurance Breakout Box in the PDF that came with this program.